The Philadelphia Fringe Festival is used to experimental theater, but one new offering takes that to the extreme. The author of the play, White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, insists that the actor who performs it must not see the script beforehand nor know anything about the play in advance. And that way, both the performer and the audience together experience the play for the first time. While WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports about this play, I'm honor-bound not to listen. So now I'm taking off my headphones. Take it away, Peter.
Here's what I can tell you about this play. It was written by Nassim Soleimanpour. He's an Iranian writer who's not allowed to leave Iran, for reasons explained in the play. The first actor to perform it during the Fringe Festival was David Morse. He's best known for his roles on TV shows like Saint Elsewhere and Tremé, and movies like 12 Monkeys and The Green Mile. Backstage, before his performance in the Fringe Arts Building, he knew nothing about the script.
Listen, I know a little bit about the man, probably as much as most people know. I think the whole thing seems incredibly mysterious.
Morse agreed to do this one-night stand because he was intrigued by what a man trapped inside his own country would say. The only preparation he received was a note by the author with a few specific instructions.
Show up. Show up and say his words and say every word.
Actor Brian Anthony Wilson was also tapped to do this play on a different night. Backstage before his show, he didn't know how to approach this unseen script. Should he play it funny? Should he play it tragic? Or angry? Detached?
A little nervous. Yeah. A little nervous. I have a little thing of champagne I'm going to have. Just a little sip and some water.
On a different night, actor K.O. Del Marcel was very nervous before taking the stage.
The closest thing that this feels like is a few months ago, I did some stand-up comedy for the first time. That was really scary. That level of anxiety is where I'm at right now. Right there, yeah.
This is how the play works. The actor comes on stage and is handed a sealed envelope by the stage manager. Inside is the script, which is part monologue, part fairy tale, part love letter, from the writer trapped in Iran.
A collection of words that the actor in front of you must perform in public.
Words from me, performance from him.
And honest to God, he has some hard work ahead of him.
Because this is a cold reading, and this poor actor...
And this poor actor is not really playing anyone. Not me, not himself.
Not me, not himself.
Honestly, I don't know what this actor is doing.
This is not so much a play as an experiment.
As an experiment.
An experiment.
The play continues for about an hour, and I can't tell you what it's about, but it is by turns funny, tragic, angry, and detached. I met with each of the actors immediately after their performances.
You literally just got off stage.
Yes.
Not 30 seconds ago. How are you feeling?
I feel really great. I feel calm.
K.O. Del Marcel said the script was written in such a way that it is almost impossible for the actor to fail.
I've never done anything like this. It was really cool. It moved me. I wasn't expected to be moved. Yeah, it was really powerful in a fun way. It's hard to do.
Brian Anthony Wilson felt drained.
I didn't nail it, no. I would do some things differently, you know, but that's, you don't have that luxury. It was what it was. I just hope I served the writer's intent, because there is no director. It's just the writer's words and me, and the audience.
White Rabbit, Red Rabbit is a kind of pure theater because there's no music, no light cues, no director, just a performer and an audience working together to make sense of a message in a bottle. After it was over, David Morse said the author was trying to leap across space and time to be in that room with everyone else.
Human connection, however that works, you know, him there reaches us here somehow through time and space, you know, and that's kind of what he's playing with, you know, and it makes us a community.
And that's all we can tell you about this play. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.